The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This next email is directed towards James. It's just a story, James, she says, that should make you feel better about your recent bout with poison ivy.
Oh, okay.
She says, I wanted to write and let James know his poison ivy issue could have been a lot worse. So I ran cross country in college, and we went to a camp up north every summer. We run on the trails up there. No one's around, so we go to the bathroom when we run outside. Well, I decided to wipe with a leaf.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
She says, I'm a girl. It was not a number two.
Oh, no. This was a bad leaf.
Was it leaves of three?
Gotta let it be.
Leaves of three.
Let it be. That night, I started itching down there.
I bet you did.
In the front and in the back.
Oh, it'll just spread.
Oh, that kitten
kicked in quick.
My lady bits were completely swollen. It was terrifying. I put anti-itch stuff on my area, which I don't even know is safe, and I sat on ice packs, but I could not sleep because of the itching. Now, keep in mind, I'm in northern Michigan in a cabin with no air conditioning was running twice a day, so there was no relief from sweating.
Jesus.
Oh, you got to go to the hospital.
Well, in the morning, she said, I had to tell my male coach that I needed to go to urgent care, which was embarrassing. At the doctor, I was really too embarrassed to say what happened, so my response was, I have a rash on my beehole.
That's probably not the one to go with. I would have just said that I was going to the bathroom and I fell.
No, I fell into poison ivy.
And I think I landed on, you know what I mean? You don't have to say you grabbed a leaf like a dummy and...
Like a dummy.
You know, and wiped yourself with it.
Yeah, why would you do that?
You know, don't do that.
He had me bend over a table with my pants down, but then noticed it was in the front too, so then I had to sit in the table with my feet in stirrups.
Oh, yeah.
They gave me steroids, but when I got back to campus for welcome week, it wasn't completely gone. I had to go to another doctor. He also had me bend over to examine it all. By then, at least four people had seen it because they always had a lady in the room for compliance or whatever. Another round of steroids, and then finally it was okay. Years later, she says, I still get a phantom butt itch and freak out that the rash is somehow back because it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I even went to urgent care recently to have them look at it, and there was nothing there. I'm scarred for life.
You just need to make sure you clean up good.
Yeah. That's how you get the itch.
Clean your beehole, bitch!
I've had that phantom itch myself.
Make sure you clean up back there.
Yeah.
I don't know, unless it's just all in her mind.
I mean, that's a great email talking about a horrific poison ivy experience combined with somebody having a dirty butt.
Dirty butt. And she knew it would uplift you, Jim.
Yes. But I am very thankful because I was centimeters from it being on my Johnson.
I know.
Like
you
if
said
I was
that.
A gymnast and I was doing cardio and stuff, I definitely probably would have got on my Johnson.
Or, dude, if you just had to reach in to readjust yourself or something.
Very true.
Oh,
yeah.
James, it could have been so much
been
worse
really
for
bad.
You.
I do think I'm going to have to go in for another round of steroids, though. Because
the bad stuff is
clearing up. It's almost gone. But all these other patches keep showing up. And I know people are like, you're really not. You didn't get rid of the oil. Trust me. The house has been scrubbed down.
Yeah.
I changed the sheets. And I think it's just because it's like in my system. So I keep getting these little spots like that keep popping up in random locations in my body. I'm just praying. No dong or ball.
So we have to deal with your emotional state of changing.
We'll see. If I have to go back in for another round of steroids, then yes, unfortunately, I might flip
poor
out
Jason,
over
poor Jason.
You know, computer icons or...
Jason seems to take the worst of it.
Leaving time on the microwave, who knows what'll set me off.
Leave time on the microwave. I'm glad I don't use the microwave. Yeah, no. It wasn't me.
I've never flipped out on anybody about that, so calm down.
You've got an internal rage.
Well,
just
go in there and I'll be like, why isn't it? I'm pushing the button. Somebody didn't clear the time. Then I can put my time.
I do hate it.
That was just an internal mental.
Maybe I have used the microwave. I used to use it to
warm
up my coffee. Maybe it was me. Sorry.
It's no big deal. No, it's no big deal. Hey, guys, it's no big deal.
He's good right now.
He's non steroid, James,
right now.
He's
fine.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. I was like, you know, if I got to go see my primary care physician before the end of the week and I get another shot in the ass.
Let us know if we're in for more.
In the ass, huh?
Yeah, and that's, you know what? I always think the shot in the ass is like a joke. Ha ha ha. You got to get a shot in the ass. Well, when I went in and get the shot, I didn't realize they're like, we're going to give you a shot. Is that cool? I'm like, yes, please give me the shot. And then they send in like some young little nurse, and I got to bend over and pull down my Star Wars underwear that I didn't realize.
Oh my God.
Some young nurse is giving me a shot in the ass. I'm wearing Star Wars underwear. Like, I'm already itchy and miserable, and now I'm embarrassed because I got to. Some girl probably still in medical school, learning the trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to come in and give a grown ass man wearing Star Wars underwear.
Thank goodness you had a clean b-hole that day.
Yeah. Well, my b-hole's always clean.
Yeah.
They made you bend over for the shot.
Well, I mean, I just assumed I needed to. I pulled. She's like, okay, they tell you where the shot goes. I'm like, no. She's like, it's in your glute. I'm like, my glute, like my butt. She's like, yeah. I'm like, well. I guess you get a free show. I just turned around. I pulled down my pants. I pulled my underwear down a little bit, and I just bent over on the thing.
Yeah.
And stuck my butt out, and she gave me the shot.
Yeah. I don't think you need to bend over next time.
No. Yeah.
So I just stand there with my butt out.
No, like, you got to bend over.
Pull down, like, one, you know, one little cheek.
Okay.
Just kind of expose it a little bit.
I was just one trying to get cheek. Ahead of it. Like, I'm not embarrassed about the situation at all. I'm a grown man. I can handle this. So I'm just going to. Do all the things I think I need to do to get the shot in the butt. Instead of waiting for her to be like, okay, sir, can you remove your pants?
If you would have known, is there a chance you would have wore a man thong just to cut to the chase?
No, okay. Less jokey at that.
Yeah, you gotta be.
I would have worn like just a plain pair of like either whitey tighties or black or gray boxer briefs.
That's the smart move.
Not Star silhouettes Wars. Of all the Imperial aircrafts and Star Wars and the AT-ATs.
I wonder if she left the room like, oh my God, that guy had Star Wars underwear on.
He got new.
There's probably so many dudes in Star Wars underwear.
So next time, just like as Lisa said, one little cheek and you're good to go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I need to consult Lisa before I go to the medical.
Yeah, absolutely do. About everything.
He's like, hey, Lisa, do you know anything about these? This might happen.
Yeah. Steve's with us here from Boston. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Hey, I was when I was a kid, maybe about 12 or so. Some people were burning yard waste and stuff in the yard, and I walked through that smoke and could not think of anything of it, and it had poison ivy in it.
Oh yeah, get in your lungs.
It did.
Yeah.
It got on to be 75% of my body, according to the doctor. That whole summer, I couldn't pretty much do, you know, go near water or anything like that. And sweating would just made it spread. It took months for it to go away. And even years later, I can still get random poison ivy. It'll come back.
Holy hell, dude.
Yeah,
from walking
terrible.
Through burning leaves.
Stupid plant. A dumb plant.
And, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time, I guess. What can I say?
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Well, I was talking to Ken about James' situation, and he said he's got a buddy that it, like... If there's poison ivy within 100 yards, he'll get it. And he's got it on his face.
Really?
And
oh my God.
He had the smoke thing happen to him, but he got lucky. It didn't actually go. So it was like in his mouth and like all in his tongue
inside
and everything.
Your mouth sounds
but
bad
it
too.
Didn't go down into his lungs. He got very lucky.
Yeah. I think it reacts inside your lungs, right? Like it'll make it swell up and stuff.
Yeah, it'll mess you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad had poison sumac, and that really affected him.
I got a buddy who had poison sumac, and it's left a giant scar on his arm.
Yeah, my dad went off about
it. It swelled up and scabbed. Like, it's crazy what this stuff will do to you. But like James, you were telling me, it's like your body is rejecting.
Yeah, it's like you literally feel like your skin's rotting off your body.
Yeah.
It's painful and itchy. It's like the weirdest sensation, too. So like just having it, it's like you have a severe sunburn, like not touching it, just hanging out. It feels like you have a severe sunburn.
Yeah.
Then if you go to touch it, it's a combination of the most pleasurable feeling you've ever had in your entire life and the most excruciating pain at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That's like it's mind the wildest death. Feeling. Cause like as I'd be like applying ointment and stuff, my fiance would hear me making noises like, and she's like, are you saying, is that a good like moan? I'm like, it's both. It's pain and it's pleasure.
It's pain and it's pleasure.
Oh, wow.
What's going on right now?
That's BDSM.
I just hope it hasn't messed me up. Cause,
yeah, no, I know.
Because sometimes it's, it feels so good. But at the same time, you're like, oh.
This is when he goes down his BDSM road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is when it starts.
Do not get it on your nipples. My nipples are so weird right now. I got a little bit on one nipple, and the other nipple's completely covered.
My nipples are so weird right now.
Like, it's again with the pain, the pleasure. Nipples are already nipples kind of a fun center for me.
I spend a lot of time
with Ivy stuff. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Crazy times.
There's a place I'm not visiting anytime soon. James's Fun Center.
Let's just say my Xbox controller isn't the only joystick that's getting some manipulation.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
Okay.
Fun Center. Yep. James, this guy said, as a man that's had what the doctor described as the worst case of poison ivy they'd ever seen on my junk, I can definitely be thankful to you. Like, you should be thankful it didn't make its way down.
Oh, I'm very thankful. Like, that really, the fear of seeing it start to spread down my leg and get inch closer and closer to my wiener, that's when I was like, I gotta
go get a shot. Time is of the essence.
Yeah, because like, it's so bad on my arm and just on my chest. I'm like, I can't. If it touches my wiener's going to have to get scratched off. Like, it's doomsday.
This guy said, I jerked off without knowing I must have had poison ivy oils on my hands.
My god.
My penis and balls were itching so bad hours later. My junk was swollen twice the size. I thought it was an STD until the female doctor said, do you masturbate?
That's a rough question, of course.
do you, my lady?
Do you?
Should I right on the now? Table? Do you masturbate?
Mm-hmm. I thought I checked the yes box on the questionnaire there.
Yeah.
Empty. Sorry about that, Doc.
Frequently. So many people can relate to this, too. This guy said, I had to share my poison ivy story to James. I'm severely allergic to poison ivy, and I've done well to avoid it for about 15 years. But last summer, my girlfriend and I are clearing brush in our backyard. I feel the need to drop a deuce in the middle of the cleanup. The rest is history.
Yeah.
I wake up 2 days later with a horrible case of poison ivy between my cheeks, all over my dong. Basically looked like I rubbed a man thong all over the plant and then put it on.
Oh,
oof, that's rough.
Wiping became excruciating for about 4 days. It was more like gingerly dabbing the area and hoping for the best.
See, you better hope for somebody would just have a hose and just hose you out right out.
I would go get a bidet.
Yeah.
I had to sit down to pee every time because the slightest touch would make the pain flare up. I've had poison ivy before that ended up swelling my eyes shut, even down my throat. But I wouldn't wish backdoor poison ivy on my worst enemy.
That's funny because I had this almost same exact conversation, not about backdoor poison ivy, but about wishing poison ivy on my worst enemy with Lisa yesterday. I was like, there's people that I hate. I would never wish them to have poison ivy.
Wow.
Yeah, like, say that.
That's how miserable that I've been, and just life just sucks. Do you know how long it's been since I've taken a hot shower?
Oh.
That's what someone said.
You I have not taken a hot shower in like 2 weeks.
It's bad for you. It makes it go deeper into your skin, right?
Yeah. Oh my god! Because your pores open up.
A cold shower,
and I've been bathing with Dawn dish soap.
Really?
Yes. Like those little ducks on the oil spill commercial.
Yeah.
That's me every morning.
You're like a little baby duck.
Yeah.
James is our little baby.
He's not
duck.
As cute.
Do you know? So many people have told James, and this can't. I can't imagine that this is real. I can't imagine it's real. To put gasoline on it.
Gasoline, bleach, acetone, rubbing alcohol. I've been told to put all that stuff on there. And I'm not desperate enough to try that.
Because they all say it'll dry it out within a day, right?
Yeah. And there's so much in my body was covered with it. Like, I'd be like, the gasoline man. The next thing you know.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sparking a badoob downstairs.
Yeah. don't do it.
You know, I'm running through the house on fire like the Human Torch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that could make things
poison
worse.
Poison ivy went away.
but I'm also scorched. So did my face.
Yeah.
He's the human flame.
Yeah.
James, this person said, I seem to get poison ivy just by looking at it. One time my husband washed one of my thongs with his hunting clothes in cold water, meaning the poison ivy oil didn't go away. It spread from his clothes to my panties. I had it everywhere. I couldn't sit for 2 weeks. The itching was never ending. I had to go 3 rounds of steroid shots to clear it. So I feel your pain.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you had to suffer through all that.
Yeah. What a wild thing. Stupid plant. How come we haven't eradicated this plant?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. There's like a couple of plants that I like outside of the like poison ivy, poison sumac, there's this plant, it's called like dogwood. And it just looks like a normal plant you'd see like at the beginning of a forest or whatever. And it'll make you go goddamn blind.
Well, that ain't good.
Oh, right? Jesus. Dogwood.
Why do they name it dogwood? That sounds very friendly.
Right, doesn't it?
I didn't know it made you blind.
Yeah, like if you get it in your eyes, there's like an adverse reaction that can happen. Oh. And it's
plants.
What's crazy with this?
Put that with the rest of the fears. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What's crazy with the situation with James is that you're such an indoor guy. You play video games.
My fiance gets me to get my ass outside and start doing some yard work, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
And, like, I could tell exactly, like, how I got the oil on me because it was on the gloves in my hands, and I would take my shirt and I would wipe my brow.
Yeah.
And I would always use my left hand, and I'd be adjusting my shorts. So everywhere my left hand was underneath my shirt is where it
You're lucky your whole face didn't.
Oh, I know.
You're like.
And there was a moment where I was freaking out. I thought I was going to have to shave my beard because there's a couple spots in my beard. It just turned out to be acne.
Oh.
Little Debbie snacks and sweets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank God for acne.
Yes. I've never been so happy to have pimples.
Peter is with us now. Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. We're talking about James' battle with poison ivy, and you had a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say, listener here in Boston, really appreciate you guys. Love listening every day.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so my girlfriend and I were doing some yard work on the front of the house and ripping off this vine off the front porch so we could paint it, not really paying attention, just ripping it out, and both of us, hands and shorts all over us. It found out later it was poison sumac. She had it so bad all over her legs, her arms, her stomach, that she ended up having to do the steroids I was talking about, but also got an infection in her leg. So she was on 10 days of antibiotics and 5 days of steroids. So this woman was all the steroids. I'm sure James will tell you this is like a stimulant. So she's starting out taking 4 a day in the morning, and she's just like, she's on speed all day long. Oh. And then she's also on antibiotics, so she feels sick to her stomach. So she's running around the house crazy. Oh. I can't sleep. She didn't sleep for 4 days. She has all these scars and infection down her leg. It's been not a fun summer with poison.
No, my God.
Holy smokes.
All right, well, wish her well. Thanks for calling in,
dude. The sumac, I heard, is just terrible.
So is that? That's worse than the poison ivy?
Yeah.
By
the way, people are saying it's hogweed, not dogwood.
Okay.
Just to clarify that. Hogweed,
Yeah, I thought dogwood was...
Yeah, dogwood sounds friendly.
Yeah, it does.
I knew it was something like that. I was like...
Hogweed is the one that makes you go blind.
Okay.
Ooh.
Don't go near hogweed.
Salt water helps, James, if you can swim in an ocean or something.
I mean, get on a plane and go straight to Florida. Yeah.
Take my chances with COVID, I guess.
I wonder if salt water pools, though, would help. A lot of pools are salt water these days.
Yeah, but...
I don't know if it's the same, though.
I think the salt just turns right to chlorine.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not exactly the same as swimming in the ocean.
I still taste it, though. I still taste salt in a salt water pool.
Yeah.
Is it Cliff?
Cliff, yeah.
Hey, Cliff, how you doing there in Texas this morning?
Hey, doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. You had a story.
Yeah, I actually, I'd work on my cousin's farm during the summers, and I had a buddy of mine I worked with. I know somebody mentioned about walking through the smoke, but they were burning a bunch of brush. He didn't know that was in there, and he inhaled a bunch of the smoke and died 2 days later in the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I never imagined. I knew touching it, obviously, contact, that way you'd get it. I never knew just inhaling the smoke, but yeah, his windpipe ended up closing up his lungs. I mean, they were pumping him full of all kinds of crap to help him get through it. And he never made it. He was 16 years old.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
Mother of God.
But,
Yeah,
and I got it another time, and I mean, it was crawling up my legs. The worst part was I had it like all over my ass cheeks. And you couldn't sit down. You know, it was. I had to sleep on my stomach at night. It was miserable. I had to wear like assless chaps everywhere I went.
That's a bonus.
That sounds like a pretty positive part about having poison ivy on your ass cheeks.
Thank God James didn't get it on his ass.
Finally had an excuse to put on my assless chaps, everybody.
Yeah.
But the worst, another the itching story is I got chicken pox when I was 25 years old.
Ooh, that's good.
And I had probably the biggest breakout I had was right on my bunghole.
Oh, and, my God.
I mean, you couldn't wipe nothing. It was miserable.
Cliff, you've been through some stuff, dude. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Dave,
enjoy the show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
You got that at 25? Chicken pox?
21.
21.
I got it at 21.
Luckily, I didn't get the beehole chicken pox.
That'll kill you, right?
Yeah, like, no, it was really so bad. I had a fever of over 104.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel the floor when I walked. Like, I was so, like, delusional.
Mm. Yeah, my parents, really I got bad. It when I was a little kid. My parents, I think they made me get it or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they used to do that. They'd find out one kid has it, and that'd be a big birthday party.
I wondered, why that guy wasn't laughing when we talked about chaps. He's in Texas. They wear chaps all the time, right?
Right. He's like, how the hell am I supposed to be a Texan?
Right? Like, it's not.
It ain't gay. It ain't gay. It's for the rattlesnakes.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same kind
of. Ask me, can take a rattlesnake bite.
Yeah. Jameson is in Fort Myers. Hi, Jameson. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How's it going, eh?
We're doing pretty good, eh? So what happened to you?
All right, so here in Southwest Florida, we have a plant that are called Devil's Trumpet. They grow here.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that can kill you, right?
Don't blow the Devil's Trumpet.
Devil's Trumpet.
I have two.
Have you guys ever... this lady had a bunch of them. We have to hand prune them, and we have to take extreme precaution. It is a crossbreed of, like, having weed and poison ivy, and even worse stuff. If you guys look up really quick the side effects of a devil's trumpet, you will be like, wow. You have to take extreme precaution with these plants.
My God. Hypothermia, tachycardia, flushing, urinary retention, hallucinations, agitation, seizures, coma.
Delirium.
Mm-hmm. Holy hell.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But anyways, I love y'all's show. You guys make me laugh like nobody's business. But y'all are many blessings. I hope everybody around the world has a great day today.
Thanks for calling in, dude. It just looks like I never would suspect that could do a million different things to me.
You know what? Sometimes I think, though, the weirder a flower looks, you know,
the crazier it is,
the more it'll kill you.
Yeah. There's some kind of bug in here.
I think it's a tick.
Is it a tick?
Come on.
Great. Jesus.
What is it?
Where is
Can someone
it?
Identify?
Where is it?
I think it's a tick. I don't know. Yes. It's over between tickish. Me and
Andy. Is it on my side or your side?
It's over by you.
It's on my side?
It's on my side, I think.
Is it the thing that's behind the wood? I can't see
it. No, it's on
it.
The plexiglass.
Give me a napkin. I'll tell you how to handle this.
We got a tick situation.
It's on my side.
It looks like a tick. We would be the only place that has ticks inside.
Yeah, we have a tick problem. We got a big tick problem.
It does look like a tick.
Okay. Lisa is ready to go out the door. You don't want a tick.
Which one of you guys came in here with ticks?
Not me.
It wasn't me.
I don't know where that came from.
That ain't good, huh?
No.
Hopefully there's no more ticks just flying around here.
All right,
dropping from the ceiling in this place?
I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me, though.
I mean, I got mosquitoes flying around in here.
Oh, yeah, here, too.
The outside is coming in here.
It is.
All right, Joe's in Tampa. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You've had poison ivy?
Yes, sir. My husband and I were playing outside with our kids a couple years back. Oh, gosh, probably about 8 years ago by now. And I ended up brushing my arm against a walnut tree. And if you know anything about poison ivy loves walnut trees. So I ended up with this little patch on my arm that ended up spreading all over my face, my arms. Like, I looked like Quasimodo for weeks. My kids wouldn't even come near me. It was horrible. And so I ended up in the hospital, 3 rounds of, you know, the steroid treatments, ended up in the hospital for a couple of days on a morphine treatment for the pain. And then I found that afterward, you have to break up the oil with poison ivy. You have to be able to get rid of the oil. So oil-free face wash, anything like Cetaphil or you know, anything that's an oil-free, soap-free face wash is going to remove the oils from the poison ivy and dry it up within about 24 hours.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Joe. Appreciate it. And one more call before we move on here. Ian's in Boston. Hi. How you doing, Ian?
Hi. Morning. Ripcord.
Ripcord. You wanted to share a terrifying, I understand, devil's trumpet story.
Yeah, I work as an EMT. We had a kid who we had to pick up one time. He was like a zombie with it. He was hallucinating so bad. He cut his donger off.
Oh, my God.
Himself and his tongue.
Oh, no.
Sweet Jesus, dude.
Bad. Hard to get a lady after that.
Yeah.
That's what you get for tooting on the devil's trumpet.
That's right.
Holy hell. Were they able, do you know, did he get any of that stuff back?
He was able to get his donger back, but his tongue had to be reconstructed at the hospital.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Wow. All right, Ian. All the best, man.
But like you could be
like
a straight
as an arrow kid.
Yeah, it's a popular. It's kind of a popular plant. Shouldn't be, right?
No.
Yeah.
You
can kill
you.
No, I should not.
You'll chop your dick off. It will rip your tongue out.
That's a lovely garden you have. I've chopped my wiener off. I was out there for a stroll and I didn't know it was a devil's trumpet.
That's insane, guys.
Yeah.
You could be a totally straight-laced dude,
mm-hmm.
and then you walk, cut through like someone's backyard, do you touch it.
Do you just touch it and you
know.
Do it, or do you have to
ingest
it?
I have no idea.
It?
I don't know. I'm not eating it.
I didn't know anything about that plant. Let me find out from the devil's trumpet. And there's angel's trumpet. There's angel's trumpet, too?
Yeah.
That one can cause confusion, dilated pupils.
Low blood sugar.
Oh, my God.
Low blood pressure.
Plants, man.
Plants, man.
Another pretty but poisonous plant.
Mm-hmm.
All parts of it contain dangerous levels of highly poisonous alkaloids.
Not
may
alkaloids.
Be fatal if ingested.
Yeah.
It can grow 3 to 12 feet high.
Mm. My God.
Looks like purple moonflowers.
Yeah, it's like
there's
definitely
white, there's
resemblance
different colors.
Of moonflowers.
So much for hiking, huh?
You guys know everything about flowers.
I thought it was just me. I never heard of purple moonflowers until just this second. I didn't know what it was.
I thought there was just like, I guess like some of those, like that one is like native to Asia or something. I think it's
a big problem in Florida too.
Is it?
Yep. So watch out for the devil's trumpet, the angel's trumpet, anyone's trumpet. You watch out for it.
Don't be tooting on strangers' trumpets.
Yeah. Right. And keep poison ivy away from your bits and your beehole.
Yep.
It is not a good ride.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, another case, this one, a bachelorette party in Nashville took a sour turn when someone at the party is accused of coughing on an employee at the restaurant there. This is just the thing to do.
A restaurant owner saying it's a case of bachelorettes behaving badly at this local Hallmark. The owner of the Mockingbird said a woman coughed on an employee and did it on purpose. Tonight, Stephanie Langston talked with one of the owners who says they're going to do everything they can to assure the woman responsible is held accountable.
Well, the owners of the Mockingbird say they are not taking this lightly. They want justice for their employee who does plan to press charges for assault.
And I never thought it would happen here in Nashville. I never thought that, let alone in our establishment.
But Saturday night, Mikey Corona says one of his industry's nightmares came true.
Did he say Mikey Corona? Is his name Mikey Corona?
I think that was his name.
His name is Mikey Corona.
Yeah.
You guys, come on. What are the odds of that?
Not the year to have that name.
It is.
Mikey Corona.
Member of an upset bachelorette party seen in these surveillance photos intentionally coughed on his assistant manager.
Just three times, like, coughed on her. It, like, put her hand like that just as well. It was intentional. It was malice. It was not done in any sort of accidental way. We knew exactly what that meant.
Corona said the group of 10 stomped out after not being allowed to move their tables together, a violation of the current Phase 2 health orders. Additionally, some in the bachelorette party refused to wear a mask, but he says coughing on his employee elevated the disruption to another level.
It's not okay to do it anywhere. That's the equivalent of like spitting on somebody or like slapping somebody, let alone during a pandemic.
He says they're now dealing with the repercussions down an employee when the restaurant is already struggling to stay afloat with the city's current orders.
And she is now going to be quarantined. She's got to get tested. She can't be around her family. As a business, we are having to pay for her not to be here as well. And so it's just a struggle all around, and it's not necessary. You know, we're all about fun in this town. But when you come in with your bedazzled cowboy boots and you stomp on a
I knew he was going to have some sass.
That's what
sure did.
Because we're also human.
Oh, my God.
And you should respect that first and foremost.
Mikey Corona.
Oh, you come in here with your bedazzled cowboy boots.
Can you imagine just seeing like a bachelorette party come into your restaurant? You're like, oh, Jesus. Here we go. So much for the Mockingbird.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have allowed the party to come in there.
I know. Well, he was probably, this is going to be trouble. Look, well, a gaggle of 16 sluts just wandered in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sure that they're appreciative of the business,
yeah,
though,
right?
Yeah.
Don't right. have limits.
And if they would have just sat, you know, at whatever, at the different two different tables without trying to cause mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been fine. It's the same at a lot of places. Even, you know, Amber and I went to a patio a week or two ago, and there was a group of eight people, and they couldn't sit together.
Yeah.
They had to be like, I think, 6 and 2. Like the rules there were maximum six people per table.
Yeah.
And you should all be from the same household.
Kind it's of not like the businesses want to do that.
No, of course not.
Yeah, no. They want to let you.
They want to pack as many people in there as possible right. and make as much money as they can.
It's like, oh, Jesus, they're pushing their tables together. I got to go give them some staff.
Yeah.
Hey, cowboy boots, get over here.
Because I know, like, someone's like, oh, my God. She coughed on me.
That's it.
Mikey Corona.
Look what you did to Doug.
Someone call Mikey Corona.
Look what you did to Douglas.
The only thing that makes it any better is that it was a dumb bitch in sequin cowboy boots.
She looked so stupid.
Wasn't it a dumb look?
Yes.
She thought she was the cat's ass.
Right? She did think she was the cat's ass. I saw her walk in right away. It's brutal. Anyway, gotta go break up these bitches.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
He was. Yeah, I knew he was going to have something to say.
He had a little sick burn on the news just right at the end. Sequin cowboy boots.
Sequin cowboy boots and her slut uniform.
Yeah, he got it in there. Good old Mikey Corona. Always count on him. All right, an old classic TV show is being rebooted. I don't know if there's a market for this or not, but it's a possibility. This one here is coming back.
I haven't heard this same song in years.
It's Who's the Boss?
My first crush right here.
Alyssa Milano.
Well, you'll be happy to know she's coming back too, Chuck.
She's going to be like the...
Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are taking part in a Who's the Boss sequel where they will... pick up their roles as Tony and Samantha Maselli. They're actually developing it together.
It's probably the best way to do it.
Judith Light, who was the boss, and Danny Pintaro, who was the younger brother, both supposedly invited back. No confirmation from either of them yet. I think that Danny guy, remember, wasn't he working as a waiter in Vegas?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
they found him, right?
Right? Like, he was working at like P.F. Chang's in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll probably do it then.
Yeah. He'll do it.
Sounds like his schedule is clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got to get a couple around.
He's got to get some shifts covered.
He's got to put his time off request in.
Yeah.
Sadly, Mona won't be back. Catherine Hellman passed away last year. Alyssa Milano said she's so excited, saying, "We feel the time is right to tell the story of where these amazing characters are today. Can't wait to share their stories with you." Tony added, "Here we go." The original show ran for 8 seasons from 1984 to 1992 on ABC. No details on the plot, a network, or even a timetable for this. But I guess Alyssa and Tony have been talking about a revival for a while. But Tony kept saying, no, I don't think I want to do it. Finally, he said yes. And they realized that they could pull it off. But they needed him in order to do it.
I have a friend who her inspiration to getting a college degree was because of Who's the Boss, because she wanted a male housekeeper.
Is that what he was, Tony
Yes.
Danza?
Yes.
He was a male housekeeper.
I need a male housekeeper.
So
I am going to get some more education.
I need education.
So her whole University of Michigan degree was based upon
Who's the Boss?
Yeah. Okay, question. Does she have a male housekeeper?
No, she does not. Wow. But she did, you know, succeed in that.
Yeah.
Her dreams.
Amazing. That's, well, whatever motivates you, I guess.
I also need a male housekeeper.
So every time I hear about Who's the Boss, that's all I think
well, of
about.
Of course.
That's funny.
So funny. I mean, are there a ton of male housekeepers, I guess? There's some out there.
Sure. Right?
There's some.
There has to be. They call them butlers usually.
But it was weird, like, because he was a live-in.
Yeah,
wasn't he, like, a live-in?
Yep.
Like a nanny housekeeper kind of thing.
Yeah.
Big Brother All-Stars premieres tonight, and there will be some changes because of the pandemic. There won't be a studio audience. Host Julie Chen won't visit the house, and their groceries will all be disinfected. But inside the house, anything goes. They've all been clean and clear for at least 14 days. So they're good. Hookups and sleeping in the same bed still allowed. Everything else is normal inside the safe house of Big Brother.
I remember I spent like an entire afternoon going through and watching all these different foreign versions of Big Brother.
You did?
Where
Why,
they
are you
revealed
looking for sex?
No. Where they were revealing.
Were you looking for sex, Chuck? Were you looking for sex?
Lise, I can find sex. I don't have to search for it.
I don't know. Why would you watch the foreign versions
this is
of
because
that show?
It was telling them, it was telling all the people about COVID-19.
Oh.
It was like revealing to them.
I thought this was a while ago, so this was recently.
Well, no, yeah, like, I don't know, like when it all
April
first.
Or so, March, April.
Yeah, there was okay. a story that came out that one of the, I think, I don't know if it was the U.S. one or
yeah,
the Canadian one.
Yeah, we talked about
one.
It on the show.
Right, we talked
we
about it.
The reaction as they were telling
right.
them.
So oh. that
they were like,
Truth
and Goggin!
Yeah. So I was like, I gotta find all these different things, like as many different shows as I can where they revealed it or whatever, and then oh. fell down that little wormhole for a while. But
yeah, I've never watched a single episode of that Big Brother show.
It's not great.
Yeah, like it's,
no,
it's,
my parents
it's been going for
foreign
like
versions are way better because there is sex.
Right, that's why I thought maybe
yeah.
you were checking
I've
it out.
I've seen all the sex stuff I looked up a long time ago.
I figured you did. Yeah, I used
but
to watch the show
season.
All the time. I
yeah,
loved
it's
it.
Crazy. Like in some of the Big Brothers overseas, like they'll show you the chick in the shower. Like not on TV, but
yeah.
if you can pay extra to watch a 24-hour
yeah.
stream.
Oh, they'll allow the nudity?
And then if the chicks gear down in the shower, you see it. Some of them keep their bikinis on and stuff.
Yeah.
But
there's full-on sex in
here,
other
too.
Countries.
Oh, do they do that here,
like,
too?
Like, online, like, you could watch, but I don't know if they get naked, but I think you can
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, in Europe, nude.
It's just like a stream.
In Europe, they're yeah. having yeah. full-on sex. Like, it's not even, they're not trying to cover it up.
No.
They're not trying to, I mean, it is
they're
full-on.
Much looser.
Yeah. yeah.
Were you looking for sex, Chuck? You were looking for
I
sex.
Am. I am looking for sex.
Tell us,
have you
truth.
Seen any? Chuck's always looking
He's
for sex.
Looking.
Where? Where is it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We got our idiot criminals here in Clearwater, two teenagers. They tried stealing a car at a sports complex in Clearwater. Little did they know that Clearwater police officers were playing softball right there.
Oh, no.
Just right there. Here's the story on this one from WFTS in Tampa Bay. Take a listen.
A group of Clearwater police officers wore different uniform Monday evening playing softball. Officer Matthew Richmond, Corporal Jared Stiff, and Sergeant Thomas Daw were there.
Officer Richmond, I heard him very loudly yell, you know, police stop, repeatedly. And they had no idea that basically the entire team out there was comprised of Clearwater police officers.
The group of police officers noticed two teens while they were playing softball at the Eddie C. Moore Complex.
They kind of seemed a little out of place. They weren't watching the game. They were just kind of lingering around. So most of us took note of their behavior.
A 16-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl were hanging out near the softball fields when the girl stole a set of keys and the two tried to steal a car.
The scorekeeper, who's right behind home plate, yelled out to the umpire on the field, Mel, that somebody just stole his keys.
Clearwater police say the teens tried to steal the umpire's car. Unaware the men playing softball were really Clearwater police officers. Three officers started chasing the teens, later calling for backup. The teens were charged with attempted grand theft of a motor vehicle. Police say both have been in trouble before.
It's just unfortunate that the kids were trying to do what they did. In order to get down to South St. Pete when there's other opportunities and other avenues for them to get places.
The team did not win their game, but the night wasn't a total loss. They stopped a friend from becoming a crime victim.
But at least we were able to catch a couple of kids doing bad things.
In Clearwater, Julie Salamone, ABC Action News.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, what good morning to you.
Yeah, I mean, just a bad decision. Never steal an umpire's car. No. That's one
wasn't
of the
that
rules.
Nice a car.
No, it never is.
Jesus Christ.
Never is.
Yeah, he's not a Major League Baseball umpire.
No,
he's
just, no, no.
You know, Mel.
The cop games.
Mel.
Yeah.
Bunch of chubby police officers.
Yeah.
Playing softball.
Normally you'd see like the youngest, like the fittest cops are all out there on softball. Right. They had a different team.
They were
probably more about drinking.
Yeah, just having a good time.
Man, got a crime right now.
God damn it. We got to run.
We need backup. We need the fast cops.
They were like the beer gut league.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Yep, definitely saw a lot of beer bellies on those boys there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they did stop a crime in action. It was just bad timing for those kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of teenage car thieves, this next story out of Phoenix highlights what happens when you do that, except he did it for his old family, and his parents reacted swiftly and harshly. I want to know from you on the Dave and Chuck lines for the next little bit, what is the hardest way your parents came down on you for doing something wrong? Like the strictest, most craziest thing they did to you, because this kid's parents gave away all of his stuff, everything.
Oh, my God.
But he's a little douchebag and deserves it.
Oh.
Yeah, so this kid stole the family's Range Rover.
Didn't we talk about this kid at the time?
This just happened.
Oh, okay.
What's happening with you guys today?
No. Like, I know that they gave his stuff away, but I thought at the time, I thought we talked about a kid that took like a Range Rover from his parents and like drove it a certain amount of.
They gave away all his stuff? Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, man, it's probably something new.
Yeah, this is a 14-year-old kid named Angel. He's in Phoenix. This just happened. He took his parents' Range Rover. And they found out about it, and so they're giving all of his stuff away. Here's the story from Fox 10 in Phoenix.
I just wanted to try, but I don't have like a license to, so I just took it.
A joyride in his parents' Range Rover turned into a lesson 14-year-old Angel Martinez there, right? Won't soon forget.
At the time of this. I washed the car, like hand wash, and I was like, I don't have anything to dry it, so like I'm just gonna like take it for like one spin. So like it dries.
Angel was speeding in his North Phoenix neighborhood, disrupting his neighbors, all while his parents celebrated their anniversary in Vegas. Then a call from the cops.
Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area with lots of family and children and pets. It's just not worth getting into a bad accident.
Their son had been in trouble a few times before with no other options. It was time to clean house, and they did.
Well, we got back to the house today. We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty, and we're just giving all his stuff away.
For hours, Angel sat on his bed with this sign. Sorry I stole my parents' car and was speeding. Free clothes, television, bedroom set, and embarrassment. His belongings went as fast as the Range Rover he was driving.
Mostly to, like, apologize to our neighbors, too. You know, like, he could have ran someone over. Something really bad could have happened.
While he'll be sleeping on the floor or maybe the couch
so
in the foreseeable future, it's a lesson learned.
It's kind of weird, but like, I think it's a fair punishment.
Hopefully, you know, you do what's right. I mean, you really be able to tell later in the years, of course, but for now, you know, we're just trying our best to keep him out of trouble and make sure he understands that, you know, things like this will not be tolerated.
And Angel's belongings did get picked up by total strangers, especially that bed. The dad actually told us that it was a brand new bed set. And Angel says that he is sorry for disturbing his neighbors and potentially harming them.
Yeah. What a crazy situation. I know you guys couldn't see it. So this kid sitting in the driveway on his bed. There's his bed, his dresser, his TV, all of his clothes, like all of his belongings in the world on the driveway. And he's just sitting waiting for strangers to come by and take it.
Yeah.
And his dad's sitting in one of, you know, a little lawn chair just off to the side, supervising the whole thing, making sure that it all goes as planned. And as you heard, someone did take all his stuff.
Well, you know, there are people that are driving around just looking for stuff that you're throwing away.
You'd think it was a joke. You'd think it was a trick. I wouldn't believe that it was just, hey, yeah, you want that TV? It's yours.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, my dad had a best friend, and he had a kid, and we were kind of like, he was a few years older than me, and he did the same thing. Like, he got like all his toys given away, but they think they just threw them away.
Oh,
I just remember one day, like, he had all his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff. He had all like the sweet toys of like my childhood or whatever. And then one day I went over there and it was like his room was empty because he had pissed him off or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, we've done a couple of things. I mean, thankfully our kids never took our car, did anything crazy, right? When Aiden was younger and was being a brat, we took all his toys, we threw them in garbage bags, said we were throwing them out.
Yeah.
And just put them in the attic, right?
Yeah.
And no, then
Randy, it was Big Randy and Little Randy, the names of them, but yeah, Little Randy had no toys. But these are the same parents that got, one year they had a bad year or whatever, and they gave their daughter a lump of coal.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all they gave her.
Yeah.
They were psychotic.
Yeah, that sounds like great appearance.
No. The other thing I did to punish Aiden, remember I found him dumping his lunches behind the mailbox?
Oh, yes.
In the ditch or whatever.
Yeah, he had to go that day without food.
They were like really nice.
Amber made him like quesadillas and a side of salsa and a side of sour cream.
Did you lose Aiden's iPhone or iWatch or something too?
Because of that.
Oh, it was because of that.
Because I took away everything from him. Like, he had no food and I took away all of his electronics and I hid them, and then I never found his Apple Watch for 2 years.
You hit it so good. It's so good you forgot where it was.
Yep.
Punishment was on you.
Yeah,
it was. An expensive
watch. But he was like, it's okay, Dad. I don't need one. But that's about as extreme. Again, they haven't done anything horrible, right?
Right.
Dumping lunches and being brats is just normal stuff. They haven't stolen anything or, you know, almost killed people in the neighborhood. So God knows how I'd react. But what about you? How hard did your parents come down on you and what did you do to deserve it? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969 if you want to reach out. Now, Chuck, you got up to some stuff as a kid. Like, you were like this guy. I mean, not that you stole a car, but you got up to stuff.
I never got caught, though.
Well, that's the problem.
This guy was a moron. Don't get caught. I mean, me and my buddies were bored and troublemakers, but I never really got caught.
Yeah.
You know? I was just in constant fear of my dad any day. It didn't matter. I wouldn't have to do much for my dad to go off. I mean, he was a factory worker that came home in a bad mood, so it was like... Just stay away.
I had to go in high school. I had to go into in school suspension. I had like the choices, right? So like I had to either go to in school suspension for like 2 weeks, but then my dad wouldn't find out, or like I could go home with him for like a week. And I was like, just keep me here, please.
2 weeks sounds perfect.
Can I just sleep here?
Was it like detention or suspension?
It was in school suspension. So they just like put you in like a room.
All day?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go to your regular classes or whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't that okay?
I mean, I'm like...
It wasn't
extremely
great.
Extremely boring.
Yeah.
Extremely boring.
I didn't lie. I didn't prefer it.
Yeah. But listen to this. This is crazy. I got caught changing my report card grades. I had to shovel the snow off the lawn, then cut it, and put the snow back on the yard when I was done.
Huh.
That's the weirdest punishment I've ever heard of.
So he made him put the snow back?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shovel it all off and put it back.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, I would have applauded my hacking little child.
That was able to switch their grades?
Very good job.
Yeah.
You'll be in the CIA one day.
Right.
Someone said my mom called the police on me for smoking pot when I was 14. Called the police. They came and searched my room. I was grounded for 4 months. No TV, no computer, nothing. 4 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was one of the bad kids there was this place called Smoker's Corner. My dad never wanted me to smoke. And like, he drove by one day.
Uh-oh.
He made quite a scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everyone at Smoker's Corner met your dad that day.
They did. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God. That was not a good day.
No.
Green Bay!
And it didn't work. You know.
Well, yeah, I kept smoking.
Smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. He made me smoke.
He probably did. He pushed you into it.
Luke's with us from Boston. We're talking about you doing something wrong as a kid, your parents coming down hard on you. What was it for you, Luke?
How you doing? Yeah, so I didn't want to shower one time when I was younger, so my dad would make me wash him whenever he got home from work when I was around 7 or 8 for like a week.
Highly disturbing, Luke. Thanks for calling in. We should probably see a therapist about that. That was...
Made him wash him? Is that what was said?
Yeah, that was what was said.
Yeah.
By hand.
Like what Chuck makes me do on Sunday nights at his house?
Yes.
I have to wash him?
But you're both of legal consenting age.
Yes.
Wow. What a weird family.
It's so bizarre.
I know.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Something's wrong.
Nope. Not good.
Nope. Probably.
Dark, sad. Gargoyles.
Anyways. Dan's with us next. A little less father touching if we could in the calls. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay,
penis
thanks.
Balls.
Penis.
Balls.
Penis. Actually, hold on for a second, Dan. I want to get Jason here. I haven't gone to Jason in a while. If Jason's available to us.
Oh, Jason's in trouble.
Jason?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Mm-mm. Oh, you know, just answering calls about people being... punish?
Yeah. Did you hear the guy from Boston? Did you listen fully to his story there before you placed him on the old holderoo?
Hold on. Hey, there's a lot of calls. What guy are we talking about?
The guy whose dad forced him to hand wash him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Jason didn't think that was weird.
Jason, you don't think there's anything wrong with that?
Well, I think there's something wrong with almost everybody who calls here, bro.
It's true.
Yeah.
He's got a point, kid, right?
He's
a grown man, not a car.
Yeah, here's a kid being forced to hand wash a grown man as he returned home from work.
Well, hey, take a shower, man, or you got to scrub my butt. I'm just, you know, taking a...
He's going to be tough love dad.
Uh-oh.
All right, Jason, we'll just review the kid hand washing.
Yeah, you might want to add it up to the wall. Like put it on the wall.
No dad touching.
You guys got to get me a bigger room because I have space on the wall.
I know. Right. I know it.
All right.
What do you want me to do?
All right. We'll let you go back to business there. Thanks, Jason.
The problem with this is that a lot of these are like kind of child abuse like stories.
Well, that's what I was worried about. I mean, like, I don't really want to get like, into some of the
kind
meetings.
Of psychologically, you know, some of it's kind of wild. You know, some of the
dark sided stuff.
Right. Washing your dad is wild.
Well,
yeah,
that is
for sure. That's
100%. Yeah,
You can call child services.
Right?
Can't wash your dad. You know,
can't wash your dad.
Can't be washing your dad.
You can't be washing dad unless dad is in a home or something. Right? Then wash your dad.
Even then, I'm not washing dad.
I just can't even imagine the fear. My dad's gonna be home soon. I have to give him a shower.
So sorry
we had to bring that up. We really unlocked those memories from his horrible past.
And he didn't think anything. He's just like, oh.
Well, of course, because that's how you were raised.
He's been tainted.
He'll probably make his kids wash him.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Oh, no, that's how that works. Don't do it. Nick. Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Penis balls.
Penis, talking about how hard your parents came down on you when you did something wrong.
Yeah, I got my high school sweetheart pregnant, and my parents, mainly my mother, was like, you're old enough to have a child. You're old enough to have your own house. Get out of my house.
Mm. Oh, that was your punishment. They kicked you right out.
Oh, my God.
Yep. At a young age. Very young age.
And did you ever go back, or that was it then?
Yeah, that was 20-some years ago. Yeah, now everything's fine, but...
Where did you go?
Do we I went and got emancipated. I moved in with her parents.
Okay. What did he get?
Had to get emancipated.
Oh, you keep cutting out. I thought it's constipated.
Yeah, like,
I got constipated.
That's another topic.
Yeah.
When was that constipated?
What does that have to do with this story?
He was his grandpa.
You were so traumatized you couldn't poop? I went and got constipated.
Oh, all right.
I just heard pated. Yeah. And then emancipated makes more sense.
Yeah, for sure
it does. Tony's in Detroit. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What about you?
So my parents, I stutter.
Okay.
And for a punishment, my parents had me sit in the corner and pull a speaking say. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, the dog goes woof, 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 woof. The chicken goes...
Tony, I'm sorry about everything that happened to you in life, and I'm not sure
right now.
Where this is going.
I don't know the proper reaction to this. That's why I had to let him go.
I can't verify the reality of
that
guy.
I hope
his parents didn't punish him for stuttering.
Right.
I love Speak and Spell, though.
The album or the game?
Both. No, not the album.
Yeah,
album's not that great.
No, it sucks.
But Speak and Spell was solid. Pretty it didn't make game. Me a better speller. Though.
What is it?
It's a game.
Okay, it was one of the first like computerized things that you could buy, and it would like challenge you to spell a word.
Spell
it was
banana.
Like a
it
game was, yeah. slash learning tool.
It was right around the time
used.
Of like E.T. Didn't yeah. they use the Speak
yeah,
and Spell?
Yeah, they used it to contact
yes.
the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 they did. That's right.
Yeah, they used the Speak
oh,
and
okay,
Spell
that
in
computer
E.T.
thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a game that you could...
Whatever the stuttering guy was referring to was more of that animal thing where you pull the,
oh, yeah.
the arm and then it you know, spins around
yeah,
and lands
that.
On the
I remember that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is Speak and Spell.
Oh, okay.
I had one of those. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone had one of those.
I yeah. had
At
one.
It was terrible. I guess. They still sell it.
They do?
Yeah, it's $23 at Target.
Huh.
That's the animal one, right?
Yeah, that yeah. game, that was ours.
That's the,
had
that's
that
the see and say, not the speak and spell.
Yeah, that was ours.
There you go. I knew
yeah,
it had a
see
similar
and say.
Name. But.
I had one of those calculators, too.
Those I didn't have that.
Professor calculator.
It was a professor calculator.
Professor calculator. Wow, they go for like $80 now. You...
Well, because it's from 76. I mean, it's like...
It's an antique.
Yeah.
Totally had Professor
Do you like how we just changed the topic all?
Well, I'd rather talk children's toys than
yeah,
to
washing
no
dads.
Washing
dads and then a stutterer that's forced to stay in the corner until, you know, his...
I uncomfortably changed the topic.
Speaking disorder.
Classic infant toys or child abuse, you know?
Where do you wanna, what do you want to focus on, Dave? Want to take some more calls?
It doesn't always go great, you guys.
No.
It doesn't. It's been a while, though. It's
it
been, a
has been a
while since it's gone
it
south.
Right.
You think Jason knew not to?
No, because he put that guy through.
Well.
Maybe he didn't do the impersonation to Jason, you know? He was just told him.
I yeah, wonder. Okay, Jason hold on, though. Hey, Jason, he's probably answering calls right now.
Jason!
Yeah, they're not worth talking to. What's up?
Okay, all right, wow.
No, did that guy, was that guy stuttering when he talked to you?
Yeah, it took him a while to get
oh, yeah.
out where
oh,
he was
okay,
from.
Yeah.
So
he,
no, that was
that's real.
That I don't think he was guy. Messing with me.
No.
I don't
so
always have a horrible
it.
Life.
Abuse through, huh. but I know you don't.
Yes, but twice you have in a matter of moments.
Well, sometimes it's a topic.
Yeah.
You know,
to be fair, you just took him in that order, so maybe he didn't really get them that quickly. You know, maybe there was some time in between them.
True. I don't want to turn this around on you, but sometimes it's a setup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 What am I
yeah.
supposed to do?
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it.
All right. So less abuse. Well, I mean, we're asking about abuse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not abuse.
Hey,
not
what
abuse
punishments
is
for children.
I think putting all your stuff out on the lawn and giving
that's,
it away, you think that's abuse?
A little bit.
Well,
they
you,
made
you,
him sit so out there.
Kid, he could have killed someone with the car.
But they just took off to Vegas. They didn't hide their keys or have. Who's
yeah.
watching?
They're not
this
the
kid?
Greatest. They're not
he's
the
like,
greatest.
We're in
parent.
Vegas, kid.
And
here's
he's like, the kid's
car.
Drinking a mixed drink, I think, on his bed.
No,
and so is the
was
dad.
Not.
I think
it was
they
water.
Were.
Ice water.
Think,
it
I don't
was 101
so.
Degrees. You saw it.
It was 111. 111. I think. I think it was a hot toddy or something. He was.
It was not
a hot toddy.
Stop it,
Dave. Would you give away all your kids' stuff? Like
no,
that.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would. I could pretend to do it, right?
But
I could
really.
Probably set them up, but
it's
I...
a lot of work.
No, I just move the bed to the lawn. Are you kidding me right
yeah.
now? No.
That's too much.
No way.
Yeah.
I understand, though. If I've moved a bed outside, someone's taking it. I'm not
oh,
moving
yeah.
it back
and I'm too
yet.
Cheap nice to bed. Give their stuff away, right?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna,
yeah.
What am
yeah,
I?
No way.
That guy's just got money to blow.
I like, guess he does.
You know?
Yeah. Had a great week in Vegas, I guess.
A few more texts coming in here. Back in 95, my grandmother caught me jerking off and listening to Naughty by Nature.
Oh, my God.
I hope you weren't jerking off to Naughty in Nature. Just happened to be at the same time, right?
Naughty
jerk
by.
Off to
Naughty by.
Naughty by. Naughty
you
in
said
Nature.
Naughty in Nature.
Did I say Naughty
in
Nature?
Naughty in Nature is a different thing.
It sounds like a porn title.
It does.
Bestiality category.
It's
all
a mess.
Falling apart for me. Yeah. Anyway, he said, my parents took my stereo system, my Nintendo, and my bike for 6 months because grandma caught me jerking it.
They gave it back?
6 months, yeah. Just
yeah.
It's a short term.
So.
Six yeah. months, though, you without a gaming system?
And
especially back in the day. Like, imagine you had Nintendo
what
and someone
do
took
with
it.
The time?
Oh, my
God. You got nothing to do.
This guy said, my dad once got mad that I didn't clean my room, so he dropped-kicked my TV off the back porch.
He just dropped-kicked it?
Well,
it sounds like Father James.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, my God. I was just thinking. James, if you have kids, look out. Little James,
Your room's a mess,
Lil James.
Your underwear and socks are all over the place. Give me that TV. Kapow!
Oh, my God.
That's a neighborhood's yard. Go get it.
Big James totally destroyed my TV today, guy.
Big James takes cleanliness in his bedroom very serious.
Yeah, Lil James is in for it. Yeah. Lil James is in for it. You better be good. Otherwise, Dad's going to lose his mind.
Oh, man.
Gavin's with us. Gavin, we're talking about screwing up and your parents coming down on you hard. What happened?
Okay, so I got caught drinking on my 18th birthday. My parents were out of town. They were like, I think they were visiting my stepbrother or something. I don't really remember where they were at. But,
I'm going to call it right
here.
Yeah,
that'll
do it. Yeah. That's going to do it for this topic on Dave and Chuck the Freak. No one seems to be
okay with that.
Getting it. Abuse is flowing in here on the calls.
Of course.
People swearing at us and stuff. So we're gonna
sorry for all of your childhood.
Keep on moving.
Right.
Switch
you have
gears.
To know they're not all great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You sure you want to talk about the text message that came through with a kid that was forced to wear his sister's clothes around the house for 2 weeks after mom saw him jerking off?
God. What?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What kind of punishment
my
is
mom
that?
Mom caught me jerking off to my sister's clothes. She made me wear her clothes around the house for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Oh, 2 weeks is a horrible
topic.
They claim to now collect Barbie doll heads and small, vulnerable creatures.
No. That's got to be. That's fake.
No, it's not.
Fake.
I think it's totally real.
Yeah, it's real. That's real.
Sorry, folks. Thanks for taking part. But we're going to wrap it up
keep
there.
Keep texting Dave.
No.
They're a horrible childhood.
No. No,
even if you make it up.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
I want you to keep texting Dave.
We don't do that here. Be gone. I'll ban you. You'll be banned.
Text Dave
from ever communicating with us again.
Email him.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.